Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The first thing that seizes your attention in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story is the score. It's the greatest score ever written for a Broadway musical, with words by Stephen Sondheim, who died late last month, and music by Leonard Bernstein. The film itself is a revelation. Spielberg has seized the moment by rethinking and reworking the source material. The results aren't perfect. The production suffers from a heart condition of sorts, a flagrant flaw in the love story. Tony, the white gang leader in love with the Puerto Rican heroine Maria, is terribly bland. He's played by Ansel Elgort. But Maria, played by Rachel Zegler, is lovely. And this pulsing musical with exultant dance numbers connects a classic of American entertainment to a contemporary audience as never before. The film addresses inequities in the casting of previous versions of West Side Story and casual racist tropes in a tale of racism's tragic consequences during gang warfare between the Jets, who are white, and the Sharks, who are Puerto Rican. One casting change is quietly spectacular. In the 1961 movie, which starred Natalie Wood as Maria, the only Puerto Rican member of the cast was Rita Moreno. She played Anita, Maria's best friend. Now, at the age of 89, this Broadway legend has a role in Spielberg's version, with all Puerto Rican roles played by performers of Hispanic descent. Moreno is Valentina, the owner of a candy store where the Jets hang out. Toward the end, she has a scene that's emblematic of this production's emphasis, which is more political than poetic. Valentina sings Somewhere, the exquisite song that, until now, has been sung by Tony and Maria as an expression of their longing to escape the racial violence that swirls around them. There's a place for us, the lyrics go, somewhere a place for us. Rita Moreno sings it alone with exquisite restraint as a meditation, an expression of hope. Now the us and the we on Valentina's lips mean the group, the inclusive community that will find a new way of living in a more enlightened world. The most intriguing change in this Spielberg version is linguistic. Lots of Spanish is spoken, not just colorful phrases, but whole passages of conversation, and none of it is subtitled. If Spanish is your native language or one you readily understand, welcome to that club. If you strain, as I did, to get the gist of what's being said at those moments, welcome to another club whose membership confers an understanding of the frustration the Jets may feel. The absence of subtitles is more than a grand gesture on Spielberg's part. It's a reminder that language is music, too, and we are all in this polyphonic place together. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.